Welcome, everybody, back to another episode of Two Fat Guys in a Dream. Of course, I'm your host with the most from Machine Machine, Steen. As always, I'm joined here by my father, Scott Steen. Scott, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Truman. How are you?
Good. Surviving. Thriving.
Good. Profiling. Good, good, good. Good. You know, the dream seemed pretty far away this week. I just absolutely fell off the wagon. Just not a great week. And another weekend where I slipped. And then last night, inexplicably, I just, you know, said, you know what? Tenderloin and some tots sound good. Tenderloin and some tots at the trivia the day before weigh-in. So
all had a tenderloin and tots before. Did you win trivia at least?
Got second.
Hey, that's not bad. Not bad.
Yep. Well, considering two of the categories were soccer and Star Wars, we felt pretty good to get a second place.
Yeah, I imagine so. There's some big nerds for both of those things. Well, and the winners
doubled up on Star Wars. So, yeah, we were.
Of course.
Anyway, so, yes, thank you very much. But, yeah, it wasn't my best week weight loss-wise. You know, I hate to say it. I think I'm just going to be a little out of focus until we get back from vacation. I don't want to be that way. I wanted to really kind of run through the tape here before vacation. That is not the way it's headed. I still got a couple of weeks. We'll see what happens. But
And I think for the weeks that we miss a week, I think it's hard for us. I think we lose focus a little bit also.
That's also true. Also true. We had a, I went to a concert last Thursday night, and you had kind of a busy weekend, and Bob's your uncle, and then all of a sudden it's the next week, and you're like, well, shit, now we're only 3 days away from the next week. So we got a big show today, Truman. We're going to do something we've never done before. We're going to do a live Mom's Minute, and it's actually, it'll look a lot like a regular Mom's Minute, but we're actually doing it live. Usually they're in the can. She records two or three at a time. She's right. Going to record it in real-ish time here with us. So that'll be fun. I don't know.
I think it's the first Mom's Minute of the new year, I believe.
I believe that's absolutely true. For those of you that are new, that aren't familiar with Mom's Minute, it is a little piece that we do with Truman's mom and my wife. And she has a great deal of working nutritional knowledge. She shares some great tips with us. And hopefully she'll tell us something to get me back on track. Like, knock it the fuck off. Knock it the fuck off, Fed boy. That's going to be her Mom's Minute. Sure. Just knock it the fuck off.
That's what it's going to be. All right. Well, let's get into it. Let's get into a personal health check-in. Since the last time I saw you, I believe I had a bachelor party we talked about. And then I've just been struggling to rebound a little bit. So last time we were here, I was 252. This time I'm 253.2. So I gained 1.2 pounds during that time. Means I gave back 1.47%. Means I'm down to 34.72% of our goal. Also, I will say something that I have noticed that the spreadsheet was doing. A lot of times you just drag down like sum this number of cells. I just pulled that down to an arbitrary like 55 or 60 or so, whatever it was. And it had stopped adding up our totals. By like week, episode two of this season. So we are now caught up. It's now actually reflecting our weight total. I've still, like, the percentages were all right, but the
totals.
Yeah, the up top total loss was the only thing that was wrong. Now that's right. Actually lost 28.3 pounds, which is the 34.72% of my goal. For any of those math butts at home that are running, they're like, that's not, those totals don't match those percentages. As everybody in the comments was saying, you know, we got to fix, so no worries.
All right, good, good. This is going to be, we're going to like go back and listen to this. It's going to be such an incredible story about how we hit our goals. Uh-huh. But when they listen to it, they're going to be like, okay, skip the first year.
Skip episodes, I think 30 through 80, and then it gets pretty good again.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not really the first year, but it's like the months 5 through 17 or so. Mm-hmm. Struggle. So anyway, so let's hear the tale of my bad tape.
Your bad tape. You weighed in last time we heard 303. Today you weighed in 304.2, means you gained 1.2 pounds. You gave back 1.47%, means that you have now lost 21.24% of your goal, 28.1. So I am now officially actually ahead of you. I don't know how we didn't notice this, where I was like, I think I'm still up on you somehow. And it's like, but now I'm actually up on you because you gave back 1.2 and I gave back 1.2. So I guess I was still up 0.2 on you regardless, but now I'm actually up 0.2 on you. So.
Right. Very good. And I'm glad we got that worked out. I'm glad we got that all figured out.
I know it was, and, away at night. You're like, how am I behind?
And it's a big show, because I think later in the show, and I'm not positive about this, but I think we're going to check in with James, because it's been 2 weeks. And we had a little action going, didn't we, over this two-week period?
Well, it's not this. I thought we'd check in next show.
What's that?
I thought we'd check in next. The check-in would be on the next show.
It would?
Yeah, I thought so. We could that'll release this on Monday. Do you want to release this?
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, okay. All right. We can release this on Monday. That's
we'll have to talk about it. We may or may not have an update from James coming up. So we'll talk about
that later. Let's do update from James. That's fine. This will release on Monday. I think that's no problem. I think that's all right. For all you people that start your Fridays off with Two Fat Guys in a Dream, I'm sorry that you've had to wait two Fridays. You'll start your week off. Instead of your weekend off, you'll start your week off next time.
And we had action on that, right? We had $10 a man.
That sounds right. Yeah. I like James' odds. I'm not going to lie to you.
You and I are in trouble.
Yeah, we're both up. So as long as James has stayed even, I think he's parlayed this into a pretty good setup for himself here.
In the land of the barefoot, the man with one shoe is king. So
our best case scenario is me and you are splitting $5, or each getting $5. We're splitting $10. That's our best case scenario. I hope you understand.
Brutal. Absolutely brutal.
So congratulations, all right. Congratulations to James.
You know what? There's nothing much to say, Truman. I have no excuses. It's just my motivation is dipping. I got to figure out a way to get it back. And we'll see what happens. But stay tuned.
When we check in with James, I think I have something. I have a question that I want us to tackle. And it's what do you miss about not being overweight? I think is something that we should talk about. Where it's one of those I think a lot of times we talk about these goals and they are just numbers, but let's talk about feel. Let's talk about what it looks like, you know. So I think that'd be an interesting thing to look at. So
that's very good. All right. So without further ado, you ready? Let's see what the mom's minute. And we'll be right back after this mom's minute.
All right, and here she is to do her live Mom's Minute. Mom, please take it away.
Thanks, Truman. So, guys, long time no mom time. It has been months later, and I'm back with some updates. Last time we talked, I was doing the math on realistic weight loss, and I was doing the math for myself. I expected to go into the year with 10 to 15 pounds to lose. And on January 1st, I was needing to lose 14.9 pounds. Phew! So the math worked out. You know, I'm always an optimist and I always hope it's going to be more. But realistically, I knew what the number was going to be. And then, like, life went kind of crazy there. I'm not a great winter person. I don't go out and do things in the winter. Our dog, as Scott has mentioned, our dog Milton, got sick. And actually what that process did was let me know really how out of shape I am. I was having to lift and carry, and I was like, you know what, with my aging process, I also need to focus on balance and, you know, just like dynamic strength. I'm not going to be a weightlifter, but I do have things in my life that I need to pick up. I notice that when I'm feeling stronger, I lift my legs better so I don't trip over things as much. I mean, there's just all these weird things that happen as you age, and the better shape you're in, the better off you are. But I was really on this plateau for the first 3 months. I would bounce around, I'd lose some, I would gain some, and I would celebrate Valentine's Day, and you know, I just wasn't really paying attention. And I mean, what really happened was life kind of just kicked me off my plateau. The Milton episode let me know that I needed to get in better shape. And I did lose some weight hauling him around. And then I ended up going to this Blue Zone group. Scott has talked about the Blue Zone diet. I had been into it years ago, and so I got involved, and I thought that the group was focusing on more grassroots community activity and activism and kind of getting a network of resources for people. And instead, I was really shocked to find myself in a diet group. And like the book, they've dialed down or kind of pared down a lot of these great ideas into this 4-week diet. And it, you know, it's daily weighing and all these things, and that I wasn't there for a diet. I wasn't there for a diet plan. And I especially am not down for daily weighing. All of that feels real 1970s diet stuff, a lot of diet trauma from my childhood, I guess. And I was like, no, man, I'm not doing that. But it did reacquaint me with those ideas from that program, and they were so good. And it really reignited my initial goal of being able to play with my great-grandchildren. I really want to, that's my overarching goal. That's always been my big, big goal, is not to just meet them, but to actually play with them and be dynamic and active as long as I can be. So that group kind of helped me out to kind of focus there. And then the third thing that happened really wasn't so much of a wake-up call, but it was just like a boot in my butt off the sidelines. Experts say you should get a workout buddy or a personal trainer. And things I won't do for 5,000 Alex. You know, it just that was never going to be me. They always say to get up and work out first thing in the morning. Also, not a morning person. Did not anticipate ever making that work for myself. I did always wonder, you know, if I was committed to that sort of a thing, if maybe it would be good for me. So what I found out is that it really does work. If for me, the personal trainer is fluffy, adorable, and, you know, a little bitey. Yeah, our pets are getting us off the sidelines, but through a series of events, we ended up with this 6-month-old Aussie Doodle, and the first day he walked me 5 miles, and I was solidly on the move. It turns out I can really move with a giant snapping asshole on my heels. And, you know, for personal trainers out there, might I suggest, you know, more biting? I think that that might really work for you. But anyway, really, life just kind of forced me off this plateau, and I'm really embracing it. I have 9 pounds to lose. I have 8 months left in the year, and I really believe I can reach this goal. And I don't know that I've always been there with this, where I'm like, yeah, I think I can do that, and I think maybe I can do better than that. So that should be really great news. And it is, but it also isn't, because what's really unexpected is that I thought this goal, and even though I knew it was an initial goal and that I'd do some other things, I'm a little disappointed when I look in the mirror. And I've lost clothes sizes. I'm wearing goal clothes, but I still like, I'm like, huh, I thought I was going to look a little better. So now, along with this last 9 pounds to lose, and I fully expect I'll bounce around again. That's kind of my weight loss pattern. I think that's true for a lot of women. Our weight loss and gain patterns are really different than men's. And so I think recognizing your own personal style of that allows you to be realistic. If you bounce back up, it's not the end of the world if that's how you gain and lose. But if when you bounce back up, you're just going to keep going, obviously that's not okay. Anyway, so what I know I need to do now, along with these last 9-10 pounds, is probably set a new goal. I think I can do better. But more than that, I really need to build lean muscle. I need to help my energy. I want a lot more balance and flexibility, so I need to go back to my yoga practice. I've gotten a new dance class that has been super great. There's no way I'm going to go out and run for 90 minutes straight, but I will dance for 90 minutes straight. So it's working out. I have a new hula hoop class I really want to try out. So I'm starting to incorporate additional goals to get me to the place where when I reach my actual goal weight, like the ones that the BMI say I should be and the doctor's chart says I should be, if I get there, I'd also like to look in the mirror and be super excited and be proud of all of the work that I did and feel healthy. I don't want to just feel skinny. That isn't really where I'm headed. Plus, I'm not from a skinny people. You know, it just, it doesn't look good on me. It's fine. I want to be super healthy. So anyway, that's exactly where I'm at, Taru. So I'm hoping everybody's still eating happy and eating healthy, and I certainly am. Any questions?
No. I think it all makes sense. I think that's also something that we're going to talk about when it comes to James. We're checking in with James on Sunday, and then we're going to splice this all together. So I think it's interesting. Because I asked Dad, I think the question we want to talk with James is, what do you miss about not being out of shape or not being overweight? And so I think this is part of it where it's a goal of, okay, well, I want this. And it's like, yeah, well, it's like, it's funny because you go, oh, well, I'm sure 20 pounds will look like that. And then you lose 20 pounds and you're like, did I lose 20 pounds the right way or the wrong way? Where it's like, I've noticed, like, even though I've been, and we even talked about it, I've been plateauing where I lose some and gain, and then I put it back on. But like, even as I've been plateauing, when I first got down here to 256 or 255, 253, you know, this range that I'm in right now, when I first got down here, I was still 2Xs and like, I'm like, like putting on an XL shirt is still not fitting well. And now it's kind of funny because I feel like now my body's kind of actually caught up to what 253 is. And now I don't even have to question like what size of shirt I'm buying. I'm buying an XL, you know, and now if it's fine, I've got no problems, you know, and like, but at the same time, I'm like, okay, what is it? You know, so then it's like, okay, what does the next 20 pounds look like? Is that going to get rid of the love handles? Probably not. It's probably the next 20 pounds. You know, it's because that's, yeah. And that's funny that you have realistic goals and you set this goal. You're like, okay, I want to do this. But the realistic thing is here. And it's like, yeah, but it's funny because even I think sometimes if you hit your unrealistic goal, it still isn't really what you thought it was going to be. Or, yeah. And you're like, wait, okay. So apparently that's the next 20 or whatever. So, you know, I've been having some of those thoughts here and there. So I think we're going to talk about it with James and whatnot and say, okay, well, what is, you know, numbers are all fine and dandy, but what does it look like? What is your actual goal? What do you want to, you know, and yours is, you know, holding great grandchildren, playing with great grandchildren, all that stuff, which, you know, I guess we work on that, but you know,
I'm not rushing anyone. Yeah, right. It's fine. So, no, you saw me push through one of my fears. You came to a fashion show that I was in. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that was something that it's not that I wouldn't have had the confidence to do it. I just wouldn't have even thought about doing it. And I showed up. The sizes, I didn't even get to try on clothes or anything. So when I got there, they had clothes. And the sizes that I said I actually was. Mm-hmm. And they fit and they were fine. But when I saw the pictures, I was like, you know what? That wasn't, and part of it was the vision of the person dressing me was vastly different than my own vision of myself. So that didn't help. But it wasn't the best look. And I was like, okay, you know what? I got to buckle down. And actually, it made me commit more. And it was a great experience just to push through a fear and do it. Mm-hmm. Although I am convinced standing around being hot, wearing weird clothes, waiting for people to stare at you is a very weird job. I could not do it. I'm really great for the people that's their thing, but not mine.
Yeah. So, I feel that.
Anyway, yeah. So that's all I got. True. I'll be back. I want to talk more about that blue zone and like where it comes into play. I'm just trying to work it, weave it into the tapestry of my life. And I've got a couple of things coming up for you guys.
Ooh, all right. Sounds good.
Okay.
Alrighty. I love
you, kid.
See ya.
Yeah.
Bear. All right. Welcome back, Dad. You're not as pretty as our last guest, I will say.
I'm not.
No, she had a lot to add. She had a lot to talk about. She kind of talked. It was a little bit about her personal journey, kind of setting up, I think, future mom's minutes, where those have to go and where. And I think honestly, I think it also leads in well with the conversation that we're gonna have with James. I remember we talked earlier in this show that I kind of want to ask, you know, while your number goals may look like something, what does that actually physically look like? How does that feel? What do you miss, and what are you trying to get back by losing this weight? And so, and I think mom even kind of had a timely mom's minute and talked about that. So I think that's great.
All right. So, very good. Yeah. That'll dovetail well, with our discussion for James. So, yeah, stay tuned and we'll, let's hear from James.
I'll say next time you see us, James, right here. Bang.
And if we come back after James and we have different clothes on, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Stop asking so many questions.
Yeah. Stop asking so many questions. Exactly.
All right. Enjoy, James. All right. Welcome everybody back. This is we're going to revisit what we were doing. What was it? 2 weeks ago, we had James on the show. We all said there was a gentleman's agreement. There was a gentleman's bet about who could lose the most weight. So we're going to capture some of that. We're going to talk a little bit about what maybe we've changed, what we haven't changed. I know what me and Scott have changed, which is not in weight, but up. So that's
you went up.
We had a very long discussion with James before the show, before we did this interview. We talked about every topic under the sun, except the one that we're actually going to talk about right now. So he does not know the results. This is not acting. This is not like done in advance. He does not know the results. Truman, just to recap, how'd you do?
I had some stuff going on this, and
We heard the excuses earlier.
Right. 1.2 pounds. I gained 1.2 pounds this week.
Okay, and what was I?
You also gained 1.2 pounds this week.
There you go.
Our best case scenarios were splitting $5.
James, I'm not going to say this is the easiest $20 you ever made, but how did you do the last few weeks?
Yeah, I like lost 5 pounds.
Somebody's doing something on the show.
I don't even know why we're on this podcast. Good Lord. Welcome to the James Jefferson show.
I thought we were on the track. I thought it was like, hey.
Yeah.
Apparently, I might turn around. You guys are still standing there. I'm like, what?
Exactly right. He's fired out of the blocks. Truman and I fell down and rolled back.
And I didn't feel like I did that well.
You did that well, buddy. You did that well. Okay, so
I had a cheat code though.
What was that? What'd you do?
I got a stinger. I can't show it to you because there's a Band-Aid over it.
What is it?
My health coach gave it to me. It tracks my blood sugar in real time.
Oh, your glucose. So you can see the spike.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Are those cheap now? Because they were really expensive for a while.
Yeah, she's just like hooking me up because she's got like a contact at the pharmaceutical company or something like that.
Oh, that's so good
she's
to
got
have.
Like she's got like a bunch of now. She's got like a bunch of samples.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Of the little tab or whatever. So okay. She's just like, hey, they like there's like 2 weeks. Each one is goes 2 weeks. Well, the first one I fucked it up and it came off, so that's why I got the Band-Aid over it because it. So it won't come off.
That's what I was wondering on something.
Yeah, it's like I was catching it on stuff and blah blah blah, and then it just came off. And once it's off, it's done. You can't reapply it.
Mm. Okay, so
she gave me a backup though.
How did that help you? Tell everybody how that helped.
The way it helped me is that it made me specifically look at because like really like after you. You want to we set a range, you know. I want to stay between 80 and 180 on my blood sugar, whatever, my glucose. So, you know, like at first I had the alerts on and they were annoying because like when it goes like above 180 or below 80, the thing chirps and beeps and gets on your nerves. So I turned that off because I don't need that kind of pressure.
Right. Got enough.
And when that first happened was. We had a family thing and really all I had a piece of pizza and a piece of cake and half hour later, that thing was chirping. I was up like 250 something or whatever.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So it spiked that heavy right away, huh?
Yeah. That sugar and that carb, that just like pow, pow. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to keep, you know, below the 180, so it makes me want to eat stuff different. Now, there's a couple times where I experimented with things to see. I'm going to eat this and see what happens, you know.
Right.
So that, but it was like small stuff. So just because it made me like more conscious of what I was eating and the content of what I was eating, like, and how much I was eating, because I didn't want to like, I didn't want it to spike above the 180, and it did, but it's just like for a little while and it come back down depending on what I ate. Now, certain things I ate that I thought were going to like really spike me up did not, because they were lower in sugar and lower in carbs.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
You know?
There you go. And so, like, so fat didn't matter. You have a big piece of fatty meat. Nope. No problem.
Have nope. some bacon or something. No problems.
Nope. You know, now that's a whole other issue, because that's the salt thing.
Right.
And yeah.
My measure, my indicator there is when my freaking ankles swell up.
Yeah. Yeah,
that I can feel it. I've had too much freaking bacon.
And I can feel it in my fingers. I can't close my hands as much. I can feel
that too.
Fat fucking sausages is what I can have on my hand.
Right, yeah. And your fat finger and everything.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you're more just than screwed. You can't write a text message to save your life. Because you just got these straight up bratwurst on the end of your hand.
So when we're done, don't forget to stay on the line and we'll get your Venmo info or your cell info or whatever.
Oh, sure. Okay.
We'll make sure we get you paid. And I will say, we'll do it for the next 2 weeks. It's going to be a rough one for me because that's going to include my vacation. So I'm just going to donate. I'm going to donate to the cause to keep the momentum going between you two. Freeman, what do you got going on? Are we just giving him another $10?
I've got a bachelor party. I've got a bachelor party next weekend.
Okay. Well, James.
Well, we're going down to the lake. We're going down to the lake. I still got an opportunity. I still got a chance. And listen, we have the weekdays. We can't keep making excuses of because trust me, I got all summer worth of excuses. I've got this bachelor party. Got three wedding activities essentially in June. I've got
so many birthday parties and other events I can. But you know what? I'm just gonna have to like show some self control, man.
Exactly.
What now?
What?
Exactly. What is that?
Okay.
It's there. It's in me. Mm-hmm. I just gotta use it. I have the tools in my toolbox. I just refuse to open the toolbox half the time. Yeah, so mine, I gotta start broken, using what I got.
That's where the mindful eating comes in. Listen, there is no pride in finishing a plate at this point in my age.
I'm not a growing boy.
Actually, I am a growing boy now.
And I don't need to go back. I don't need to go back for the fourth plate.
Right. Yeah.
I'm a member of the Nuff Clubs, the Clean Plate Club. I don't need that. I'm a member of the Columbia House. I'm a member of the Cheese in the Month Club. I don't need to be in another club, man.
I'm sure I owe them thousands of dollars. Look, I think they're bankrupt, so they can't get it.
Damn. That's, you got to be a certain age to laugh at Columbia House, man. That was not a thing for you, was it, Truman? It was over by the time you were.
Probably old.
Never heard of her. No. Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
You used to get like 8 tracks, and you'd get
that's early. That's like original Columbia House.
That's when it was just Columbia Room.
Yeah,
that's how it was.
Columbia
you used to get 11 or 12 8-tracks
for a penny.
And then all you had to do was they'd send you the selection of the month. The rest of your natural born life, and you had to pay for it automatically unless you sent it back within 35 seconds of receiving it.
Yeah, and that was like regular price where you paid the record store.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was record store price, maybe even a little dollar or two extra.
Yeah.
So, and everybody that I know just got their 12 tapes and said fuck off and never paid them another dime. And
no, because if you're a moron, if you use your real name. They didn't check ID. You just give them any name, and you can even give them different addresses. It didn't matter. They were just giving this stuff away.
Andy, Winky, whatever you say. All right, so there you go. All right, so we've got it. For our records, even though Truman and I weigh on Friday, we'll make Sunday the official weigh day because that's what you're going Sunday to Sunday, right, James?
That's what I did. Yeah.
Okay.
I weighed this morning. Yeah.
So that's a lot of pressure, Truman. We're used to weighing in on Friday or Thursday and going, fuck yeah, I could just cruise through the weekend and then I'll hit it hard next week. But we can't do that.
Use breakfast? Yeah, no.
right. Because now we got to be accountable to James. So James
is even better.
You know, I tell you one thing I did that I think really Cause I changed my, cause I was doing like the my breakfast was like the overnight oats thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like putting a bunch of this granola shit in there that I know was full of sugar. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and like mm-hmm. the first time that I when I had this on and I had my oatmeal and my it spiked. So then I switched over to these protein muffin things.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a lot of protein, a lot of fiber, and very and not a lot of sugar or anything like that.
Yeah.
And it was pretty filling too, you know.
Is that the almost edible brand?
I don't know. It's some flax something.
Like,
the healthiest of the health. It's real dense and thick too. But it's tasty. It and like when I ate that, it was like no spike. Barely any movement. And so I've been doing that for like the last week and a half too. So I haven't been getting that. So it's just like this little thing. And now when I go back to making my oats, I know I got to cut back the sugar. Cut back the amount of the granola stuff that I like. Oh, mm-hmm. and I switched my dried fruit from a no added sugar.
Yeah.
Because the ones I was using, the blueberries I had, they were extra sugar and added. And I got some now that are no extra sugar added. It's way less sugar. So just like making those little tweaks, man.
All right, don't think it's going to be this easy every time for you.
That's fine.
I don't want you to.
Yeah. I don't want it to be. I really don't want it to be easy. I want you to make me like. What is that? What is that?
Yeah, sorry. Oh,
it's a cat.
Yeah. He's slightly out of focus. Oh. Yeah.
Later. All right.
I was like, something's coming for you, Truman. Get out of there.
Chupacabra.
Yeah, the blurred. It really was terrifying to see him blurred, right?
Kind of weird, dude. I was like, oh shit, am I gonna witness a murder?
James is sitting there like, this is the easiest money I ever made. Like in 2 weeks, ago, I lost half a pound. Well, you kicked our ass again.
Great job, buddy.
Yeah,
another $10.
Pieces of pizza. Now I think about it.
No shit.
So anyway, I want a challenge. I want you to I want you to make me keep up in my game in order to achieve what I want, man. Cause like one thing.
All right.
Hey, my wife is starting to kick my ass because she's losing.
What's she doing?
You know, she did the weight loss surgery.
Okay.
But then she like now she's like really taking all the after surgery stuff seriously in terms of the way she eats and her activity and stuff like that. So yeah, she's getting there fast.
That's a lot of pressure.
It's funny. That's the number. That's number one way to make sure those all work. It's a lot of people that get the surgery and then they just say, oh, well,
all right. No. Yeah. She's doing the stuff she's supposed to do to keep on, you know, maintain and to keep losing, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, I noticed. Yep. That's she's doing great. That's
fantastic.
There you go.
All right. So we'll check back in with you in 2 weeks. Truman, I'll probably have to, I don't know where I'll be recording. I'll be in Cleveland.
Do they have Wi-Fi there?
I'm not sure. I haven't been there in a while. I haven't been there since Wi-Fi was a thing. So I'm assuming so.
We'll see.
Going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I can just walk around and be an old grumpy guy. Why are all these rap groups here? And just shit like that. So
we can have you on the phone still. So we'll have you. Discord from the phone. We got you.
Yeah, you can.
Tell me why Run DMC is in and Styx isn't. Come on.
Styx not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No.
Yeah.
Styx isn't in. Kansas isn't in. REO isn't in.
Yeah. It's like the soft rock crew. Yeah, I don't know.
The Hall of Really Good for those guys, I guess.
Yeah. They're fine. But are they really like Hall of Fame worthy?
Sold a shit ton of records, dude.
Sold Backstreet Boys, but I'm not trying to put them in either.
But the Beastie Boys got in, didn't they?
Yes.
Yeah, but the Beastie Boys made like solid music beyond like selling records.
I guess. Yeah, that's true. All right.
Okay.
All that's, right.
That's
well,
like a whole nother podcast too, right?
Yeah.
There.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Oh yeah. We could just talk about that. Yeah.
I think it's sabotage, if you ask me. But
that's, oh god.
Just saying.
Sabotage. Yeah. All
right. I'll be here all week. Right. All right, James. Thanks for joining us. Congratulations on your terrific results.
Oh, thanks, man. I'll keep it going. I want you guys to get on board.
We suck.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, man.
We've got plenty of room to rally back down, though. That's the thing. So that makes it.
I'm letting you have a head start, buddy. It's a marathon, and I'm letting you get down the road.
I'm the rabbit.
Yeah. I'm standing at the start finish line. I'm like, yeah,
when I take my knack halfway through is when you guys are gonna pass me.
That's right. I'm having to smoke. I'm like, okay. All right, yeah, I can still see.
I think we're the ones napping halfway through. I think it's one.
Well, you lose weight when you sleep, so obviously we're not napping enough.
You need to be napping a little more. Hey, there you go.
Yeah, because you're not eating.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Yeah. Have a great 2-week period. It sounds like you guys enjoy the vacation. Yeah, thank you very much. It sounds like you got a lot of motivation going on there. I think my strategy will try to be just have a dynamite next 10 days. And knowing the 3 or 4 days after that aren't going to be great, so I'm going to see if I can take care of business, and then we'll see what happens.
Yeah, man, just make smart choices.
That's it.
Be conscious, be smart, be aware. Don't just shove stuff in your mouth, which is easy to do.
The mindless eating is a real problem.
is what has ruined me for years.
You walk out in the kitchen, there's a bag of chips. I have a couple of chips. You go, what's just a couple?
Oh, yeah, because one thing, and that's one of my, and I give you one of my strategies.
Okay.
Is that I don't ever take a bag of something and sit down with it, or the whole container. I will get a plate, and I will put an appropriate portion of that particular whatever it is. And once I ate what's on that fucking plate, I'm not going back. Because if I sit there with the bag or the box or whatever and watch the TV, dude, that sucker will be gone, man.
100%.
I've consumed a day's worth of calories in 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. That's a fantastic tip. I don't know if we've ever talked about that. Maybe back in the beginning we did, but yeah, that's very important. If you're going to have something that isn't great for you, that you can't eat unlimited amounts, give yourself a portion, weigh it out if you have to.
Yeah.
And put it away.
I need three batteries in the store.
You gotta read the labels.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You gotta read the labels. Because you don't assume you know what's in what you're eating.
Mm-hmm. No. And if you're watching salt, there is so much sneaky salt and shit you wouldn't imagine.
Yeah, and sugar too. Sugar's in everything, man. That's
absolutely.
That's the real heroin.
It is.
Yeah.
Sugar, dude.
Oh, sugar kills exponentially more people than heroin.
Way more people than all that shit.
We lost 100,000 to overdoses this year. Well, that sucks. How many did we lose to fucking heart disease? Mm-hmm. How many did we lose to preventable cancers? You know, there's a study that came out last week said a lot of the cancers, or most of the cancers, can be linked to obesity. So, you know, how many we're losing directly and how many we're losing indirectly? It's more than 100,000.
And if you ever notice how, you know, when you get that sugary, fatty, desserty thing, and how you kind of do because it's like you're getting that high, man.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, absolutely. Yeah, it's a fucking high. We don't even know it.
Anticipation, you see that creme brulee come out, you might as well be fucking popping up lines on your mirror, man. That's all I'm saying, man.
Snorting this buttercream, baby.
Yeah, you tap the top of that creme brulee. It's just like, tapping the mirror, man. It's ready to go.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. And on that note, everybody. Right. James, thanks for joining us. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
Truman, we got some work to do, buddy.
Yes, we
got
do.
Some work, my friend.
What's new?
let's get to it. Yeah. Truman and I will be back next week. The three of us will be back in 2 weeks. We'll check in and see the results then, and we'll see how much money we then have to send to James that time. So that'll be great. Guys, thanks for joining us, as always. Let's get back, and we'll close up the show. All right? Alrighty. Thanks, James.
All right, this will be a little scuffed here at the end, but we did think that we had already recorded an outro for the James conversation. We had not already recorded an outro for the James conversation. I do want to thank James for coming on. He was a great guest. Great to have somebody being successful on the show. Guys, really appreciate you for being here. The Believers' Dreams Are Even Fat, guys. Make sure you like, subscribe, comment, do all that stuff. Follow us, Steam Machine, Steam Roller on Twitter. Go check out James. James doing stuff, I assume. Probably need to get some links or something. We'll see if he's got anything he wants to promote next time we check with him in 2 weeks here. We appreciate everybody for being here. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you.